A sick pine tree in Rome gets the equivalent of a shot to cure its ills.
We cut a hole 4 millimeters in diameter and then inject the tree with a pesticide. We then pump the solution in by hand. That way we can monitor the pressure to make sure we don't overwhelm the tree, making sure the treatment gets distributed throughout the plant.
Their target, the North American pine porpoise scale. The invasive species has infested thousands of trees across the city. It first landed on Italian shores in 2014, likely hitching a ride on wood imports.
To the untrained eye, it can be quite tricky to tell a healthy tree from a sick one. Experts look at the undercover of the canopy to see if there are any black needles or some sap being released that's on the side of the tree. When you look up close at what's going on, you can really see the damage being done, like we see on these pine needles. There's dozens of small insects sucking the sap out of the needles. And what that does, it creates conditions for fungus to grow on the needles and suffocate the plant, making it nearly impossible for the pine trees to produce their own food. So they basically starve.
Rome has been known for its iconic stone pine trees since ancient times. Artists have sought them out. Tourists and locals alike look to them for shade and inspiration. Francesco Maranghello leads a group of activists trying to save these treasured trees. They pressure politicians and raise money to pay for treatment.
We are not going to be able to save all the pines, but we still must intervene with force, immediately covering all the affected trees, treating it like a pandemic, like COVID. The vaccine for these trees is to inject them to save them.
Biologists say this treatment, called endotherapy, is too costly to be considered a long-term solution. Some experts think they'll need to import another insect from North America to prey on this invasive species. A risky prospect.
To do this, you need to perform a really careful risk assessment analysis because you have to be sure that the introduction of new insects will not change your environment.
That could take years. Until then, activists will keep raising the alarm and funds to save as many of their beloved pines as they can. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Rome.